This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Some marketplace angles on the presidential debate. My colleague will get to Hillary Clinton's nuance on trade in a moment. But first, Donald Trump's nuance on his own business skills. These are among moments with both candidates last night that many in the audience might have been left with a sense of, what are they trying to say? For instance, the twin subjects were Clinton's missing emails, then Trump's tax returns, which he's not made public. Trump said he's made other financial disclosures and then turned the subject.
The other thing, I'm extremely underleveraged.
Trump then talked about real estate buildings worth $3.9 billion. The number 650 came up. He then said to back up this point that he could give the public some financial references, banks to check in with.
If that would help you, I would give you a list of banks. These are very fine institutions, very fine banks. I could do that very quickly. I am very underleveraged. I have a great company. I have a tremendous income. And the reason I say that is not in a braggadocious way. It's because it's about time that this country had somebody running it that has an idea about money.
All right. Now, here's what this section may have meant in the meta sense. Ian Bremmer is president and founder of the New York-based Eurasia Group, a political risk research and consulting firm.
He's a successful businessman. He wants to show everyone he's strong and successful. He's worth a lot of money. He does not want, under any circumstances, to give his tax returns up. And I think that that was Hillary's response. Well, why would that be? Is it because he's not actually worth that much? Or is it because he doesn't actually pay anything? I think a lot of Americans have that concern. A lot of Americans have the email concern about Hillary, which is why he tried to turn that around. But in that exchange, Hillary got the best of it.
Now, if that was among sections of the debate that needed some translation, here's another one, but from Hillary Clinton, where she stands on trade deals. Trump has made it clear that he abhors the North American Free Trade Agreement.
I was against it once it was finally negotiated and the terms were laid out. I wrote about that in...
You called it the gold standard.
You called it
the gold standard of trade deals.
TPP is what they're referencing there. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams, this one is yours.
Right, David. Both of them actually had some truth in their statements about the TPP. Clinton did indeed call it the gold standard of trade deals in her book, but that was before the details of that deal were negotiated. Now, since then, Clinton has said she's opposed to it and that she won't change that position once elected. Last night, Clinton also defended her record on other trade deals.
When I was in the Senate, I had a number of trade deals that came before me, and I held them all to the same test. Will they create jobs in America? Will they raise incomes in America? And are they good for our national security? Some of them I voted for. The biggest one, a multinational one known as CAFTA, I voted against.
That's the Central American Free Trade Agreement. CAFTA was one of two trade deals Clinton voted against during her time as senator from New York. She voted in favor of several others, but at the time, back in 2005, she said CAFTA didn't include adequate labor standards.
Marketplace's Kimberly Adams in Washington, thank you.